The Gemara says on the top of Daphne Donald Bay is that Rav Yosef holds a Shem Aveda is like a Shem Asacha. Why is it like a Shem Asacha? Rashi says, Schar Mitzvah, because of the Schar the Mitzvah, as the Gemara explains in Baba Kama, that because he's Isaac the Mitzvah, he doesn't have to give Tzedaka to the Ani, and therefore he's gaining that money that he doesn't have to give to the Ani, so for that reason he's considered a Shem Asacha. So the Maitzkis over here asks an interesting kasha. He says that why should he be Patev and giving Tzedaka just because he's a Shem Aveda? Because of the din of Isaac Mitzvah Patev and Mitzvah, we know that Isaac Mitzvah Patev and Mitzvah only patas you from a Mitzvah Sasei, not from a Lav. Not allowed to be ever in a Lav. And when it comes to Tzedakah, it's not only an Asei, there's also a Lav. There's a Lav of Leisikbites and Leisamitzah Sabavcha. So you have Lav in somebody who is Malam Einav Minat Tzedakah. So if you have a Lav, then Lechari should not be Patev from giving Tzedakah because of Isaac Mitzvah, because Isaac Mitzvah never patas you from Lav. That's his kasha in the Gemara. And I was thinking that maybe you could answer like this. And I found that Arsenech seems to say this teretz, similar teretz. And this is based on a yisoid that the Rishonim say that you have sometimes you have an asay and you have a lav, and the Torah gives you, it's giving you two mitzvahs. There's an asay to do it, and there's also a lav as well. But there are times when the Torah gives you a lav, and the lav is not really a lav if ne'atzame, but the whole purpose of the lav is really just to be mechazik the asay. Because you have a mitzvah to do such a thing, the Torah says, and if you don't do it, you're going to be having this lav as well. So the asay doesn't, the lav doesn't stand on its own, but it's only there for the asay to be mechazik the kiyam asay. And when you have such a lav, so once the assay falls off, the lav is not there either, because the lav is only there to be mechazik the assay, and if the assay is not there, there's no reason for the lav. The lav doesn't stand on its own feet. So it could be that that's upshot by tzedakah. These lavim, the sikbats, the samets, are not lavim in their own right, but they're just there to be mechazik the assay of nesinus at tzedakah. So once you're potter from the assay, you're going to be potter from the lav as well, because the lav is not there without the assay. So avad, if you're asking mitzvah, potter, mitzvah, you're going to be potter from the assay of tzedakah, and once there's no assay, there's no lav. And therefore, it will come out that you're taka pata legame, even though there's a lav, because the lav is not there once the asay is batal because of Isaac b'mitzvah pata mina mitzvah.